All right, well, no shortage of things to talk about, Kevin Barker. The Jays 6-5 losers to the New York Yankees in the Bronx. Got a lot to talk about regarding the umpiring. I'm sure many of you have a lot to say about that. The numbers are 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. I may have gotten to the bottom of it. Kevin. We shall see what Charlie Montoyo says after the game. We will be monitoring that, maybe get some more information. But before we dump in the umpires, which is easy, let's dump in Jordan Romano. I kid. Kevin Barker, Jordan Romano tonight. It was his first outing since May 4th. 21 pitches. This is the third consecutive time that he's needed 20 pitches plus to wrap up a game. Unfortunately, tonight it's wrapped up via the walk-off from Aaron Judge. So let's start with that ninth inning and I guess work our way backwards. There were some good things. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. gets a big hit. Yusei Kikuchi, again, step forward for Yusei Kikuchi. The umpiring's a separate issue. But let's talk about that ninth inning and how it came undone for Jordan Romano. Lots of sliders, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't get it. You know, he blew away Kiner Falefa with a fastball up and away. Kiner Falefa didn't have a chance. Even with Jordan Romano having five full days off, you could tell mechanically in tune with the catcher, didn't really know what he wanted to throw when he wanted to throw it. He threw Trevino, who is not hitting his weight, a 3-2 slider. That dude throws 97 miles an hour. Trevino was walking to first base going, basically giving him a look like, you seriously, you are not the smartest pitcher I know. I'm hitting a buck and some change, and you're flipping me a slider when I've been sitting over there watching you throw sliders that you can't throw for strikes. And you threw me a couple that you can't throw for strikes. Why are you throwing me 1-3-2? Because all that's doing is getting closer to the big donkey that's hitting second that we all knew when he was walking to the plate, the way that slider was looking sooner than later, because he was going to live and die with it. He's going to flip one that looked like a cement mixer that was that little old 12-6 Uncle Charlie, get me over with two strikes. And who went back leg city? Of course, the guy that, you know, turned down $31.5 million. It's sometimes I just don't understand situations of the game. I get it. Jordan Romano's gotten off to a really good season. Jeff, I don't get it. Can you explain it to me why Zach Collins would go, dude, your slider's not good today? Okay, it's just not good. Sometimes you just don't have one of your better pitches. You do throw 97. 97's pretty tough to hit. How about we throw that?
I don't know.
Let's not give a good hitter enough information over a slider. You could tell Judge was fouling off enough of those sliders that sooner or later he knew if I can continue to foul them off, I'm going to get one. And when I get it, I can do some damage on it. Just sometimes make you scratch your head. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I just think sometimes it's not just this team. Pitchers outthink themselves at times. They just do. And
yep.
You know, I'm not going to lay it at the foot of Zach Collins. But all I'm going to say is, Danny Jansen, get your ass back here as soon as possible. That's all I'm going to say. About that. You know, it's time. It's time for Danny Jansen to get back here. Look, I mean, Jordan Romano's the Jays' closer. In a lot of ways, I think, Kevin, this whole thing was set up by the fact that Jimmy Garcia was thrown out of the game after how many pitches? Did he throw? I mean, Stanton hits the home run, and then he hits Josh Donaldson with a 0-1 pitch. The umpires threw him out. Now, I don't know this for a fact. But I wonder if the fact that Lourdes Gurriel Jr. was hit by Miguel Cairo in the top of the inning, if that had anything to do with this. Again, the only thing, because the way it developed with the umpires getting together, first of all, JD just walked down first base. I don't know what Lance Barrett was doing. Lance Barrett like got between JD and Jimmy Garcia, and there was no reason for it. The only thing I can say, Kevin, is, you know, the only thing I can say is, did somebody say something? Like, there had to be something for the umpires to get together as a group and decide that. Maybe it was Cairo hitting Gurriel. I don't know if there was a reaction from the Jays dugout about that. I don't have any idea. Of course, Bo Bichette gets buzzed later. No reaction from the umpires. I'm just saying that something had to happen, because whatever you may think of umpires, generally umpires don't get together after a guy's been hit on an 0-1 pitch. I mean, if JD comes up and the first pitch is in his ear, then you can maybe think about it. It's an 0-1 pitch. There's no reason for him to hit JD. So to me, for the umpires to get together and decide that something was going on, something must have happened that we aren't privy to. That's the only thing I can think of. Otherwise, it was just, it was a terrible decision. And that cost, you know, that kind of forced the Jays' hands with the bullpen. Now, David Phelps came in. That was fine. But the fact of the matter is, you got to think that they probably wanted a little more out of Jimmy Garcia. So that, I think, sets this whole thing in motion. Again, that doesn't excuse the stupid pitch selection we saw from Jordan Romano and Zach Collins. That doesn't excuse it at all. But I'm trying to think of why Jimmy Garcia would have been thrown out in that situation.
Look to me like the TV when it panned over to the Yankees dugout. It looked like Stanton was yelling and screaming. Rizzo was yelling and screaming. Judge was yelling and screaming. I'm guessing that's, you know, you get four not real smart people who don't understand the game of baseball. Alfonso Marquez is one of those guys, right? That look at me. I'm the crew chief of the umpires. That's exactly what's going on.
No.
You know, listen, as anybody. You know why this continues to happen? Because we'll never know why they threw him out. They'll never walk in front of a group of people. If this, after the game, there's going to be so many cameras in front of Charlie to have to answer questions on why he got thrown out, why Pete Walker got thrown out. How come the umpires, how come Alfonso Marquez don't have to go stand in front of 15 media members and answer questions on why you're throwing people out because you don't understand the game of baseball? Why is that? Explain it to me. I want you to explain it to me.
Well, I'm sure he will be asked about it tonight, because there is a situation where he'll be hit
underneath a tunnel with some little machine that nobody will ever hear. But I'm talking about standing in front of people with a camera rolling and have to answer questions. Why do they not have to do that?
Kevin,
it's a big part of the game.
I've done the job. There is a pool reporter that, again, if the writers are on the ball, and I'm hoping somebody is, there's a pool reporter, it's usually the guy from the wire service, that goes down and gets and asks the umpire for the reasoning behind his decision. It happens a lot. It happens a lot. Like I said, I've done that here in Toronto. It happens a lot. Now, the umpires don't have to do it, but generally they will. And all I'm saying, and I don't want to go into the whole thing about umpires here, but all I'm saying is I don't think those four guys got together and said, you know what? Let's make ourselves the focal point tonight. We got nothing else to do. Let's make ourselves the focal point. I think it was four guys that got together and made a bad decision. That's what I think. But again, I don't know, and we don't know what their thought process was. We just don't. But this idea that Alfonso Marquez decided, this game's boring, you know? I need to get on TV, so we're going to all get together and have a conversation about this, and let's throw a guy out just for the hell of it. It doesn't work that way.
We'll never know, because there won't be a Jeff Blair walking up in Yankee Stadium asking Alfonso Marquez.
We won't hear it.
Okay. I'll believe it when I see it, and I'll make sure tomorrow that you can read his statement on why he threw a guy out in a tie game when he just threw a perfect sinker on the black end to a right-handed older hitter on exactly how you're trying to get him out. Gets to case in point is four guys who don't understand the game of baseball, who doesn't understand who's hitting, and needs to understand how you're trying to get certain guys out.
Forget about if you're a Blue Jays fan. I think they understand the game of baseball.
Do they really?
I think the umpires understand the game of baseball. I mean, that's just they made a bad decision.
Okay.
They made a bad decision, but to sit here and say that
four grown people,
you know, they decided
not one,
that
not
they
one
were
of those
to,
guys raised their hand and was like, "Hey guys, you sure you want to do that?
How do you know?
Like, you sure this makes sense?
How do you know?
Alfonso, you sure you want to do that?
How do you know? He's the crew chief. He makes the
decision. Lance Barrett,
you know?
Lance Barrett, you're a giant human. You sure you? That's what you're going with.
This is a silly
argument.
That's what you really think. You're talking like a fan. It's a silly argument.
I'm talking like a guy who's stood in a batter's box before and understands like how they act and how they think. And
anyhow,
I just make you scratch your heads, though.
Well, yeah, and as I said, hopefully we get an explanation. Again, the avenue is there. The avenue is there to have somebody go down and interview the umpires. If they don't do it, that's not on the umpires. That's on the writers.
Okay.
And it does happen a lot. It does happen a lot where
I believe the writers go down and get an explanation. I've never heard of it, but I believe you. You've been there and done it before.
It's not the same. I'm not saying you go down with a camera crew, but you go down and you get the explanation from the umpire.
You're starting to think, can you agree with me on one thing? Can you start to believe that a little bit Major League Baseball has just a little bit of a problem with umpires? Just a little bit. Can we both agree on that?
No, they have a problem with balls and strikes, and they have a problem with the ball. They don't have a problem with the umpires. They have a problem with balls and strikes.
Okay.
This is, you know, again, where if this wasn't a Blue Jays game, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Sure,
if it happened in Anaheim and Pittsburgh, we wouldn't be talking about it.
I got three different TVs here. I watch lots of baseball.
We wouldn't be talking about it. So it's not.
I watch lots of baseball.
I mean, it is, you know, it is what it is. It was bad. It was bad umpire. It was a bad decision.
At least it gives me a chance to come on here and disagree with my buddy.
Well, it was a lousy decision. It was a lousy decision. Let's see what went into it, though. Again, if they have no explanation, then it was a lousy decision because clearly he wasn't.
They threw out three people over a lousy decision. Makes sense to you or not?
I don't care about throwing out. I don't care if they throw out the pitcher, coach, or the manager.
Pitcher that was throwing in the game. Right here's Charlie.
That's what concerns me. But the other thing, I don't care about the pitching coach or the manager getting tossed. And Charlie didn't get tossed for that. He got tossed when there was no action taken after Bichette was thrown high and inside. That's when Charlie was tossed. Anyhow, we're not going to settle that argument. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. Chris in Stony Creek, I think you've got the same question we have about Jordan Romano.
How are you guys doing? First of all, let me just say you guys are great radio, by the way. Let me just say that. Great show, guys.
Thanks.
First of all, I don't understand for me the life of that pitching sequence at the end of the ninth inning. The guy throws 98 miles an hour, and I never played baseball at a high level, but I can see with my own eyes, and I think Kevin will agree with me, hitting is hard. Just throw him the 98. Give him your best stuff and leave it all out there instead of trying to trick him. You know, I really don't understand that. And the second point I'd like to make, too, is it's really frustrating, Jeff, man. I'm serious, bro. I'm sorry to be like that. And the second point that I want to make, and I'm sorry, but I got to agree with Kevin on this one. I watch a lot of professional sports, and I cannot tell you another professional sport that has such worse officiating.
NBA, not even close. The NBA is the worst officiated sport in the world. You can't.
Would you give baseball number two?
No, I'd put soccer number two. You can't put four NBA refs in a room and ask them what traveling is. You'll get four different definitions. The first umpire would ask, well, who's traveling? If it's LeBron, then it's not a travel. If it's Fred VanVleet, it's a travel. The NBA is far and away the worst. There's no league on the planet that has such crap officiating.
Oh, guys, listen, great show. Frustrating to watch the Jays lose a game like that, man.
Yeah,
thanks, Chris.
Man.
Thanks for calling.
Chris, you're right. And, yeah, I mean, I'm with Kevin. The Jose Trevino walk.
I just don't understand it.
That's going to bug. You know what? Aaron Judge hits a home run, walks you off. Guess what? That happens sometimes.
Yep.
But Jose Trevino shouldn't be one of the guys on base when he walks you off. You know what I'm saying? He threw him a 3-2 slider,
Jeff.
I think he's hitting a buck 80 something,
buck 89, I think I saw. Like, he's not hitting his weight. There's a reason why he's not hitting his weight. You know, it's more about hitting the fastball when you're at the bottom of the order because they know they don't want to walk you to get to the top of the order. So they're going to give you more fastballs more times than they are going to give you breaking balls. Mm. I get it. You know, that's sort of his pitch, and he's going to live and die with it. He throws it a lot. But when you haven't pitched in five full days
and you can tell he didn't have it. Like, it just, whatever, the baseball, he was sticking his entire hand in his mouth trying to get the baseball, to get a grip on the baseball. And then you just continue to throw more sliders. I get it. He's gotten off to a great start. But sometimes that guy behind the plate's got to be the big boy in the room and go, hey, I get it that you've been really good to start the season. But you do know this dude's hitting ninth. You do know who's standing on the on-deck circle and who's standing behind that guy that we don't want to come up. That just, for me, occasionally will. I the way I know Pete Walker, I know he's pulling his hair out. I know he don't have any. So he's probably pulling out his Fu Manchu he's got, I would guess.
Before we break, very quickly, let's say something nice about Yusei Kikuchi, Kevin.
Look, we talked about this. Sometimes you got to give a dude credit when they've asked a guy. No, I take that back. When they tell a guy that you're doing this, they're not asking anymore. They ask him like his after his first start. Hey, can you try this and can you move on the rubber and can you have a consistent wind up or a leg raise or whatever that thing is you do, the abbreviated wind up he has. Oh, can you stop throwing a cutter that you absolutely love? Can you stop doing that and start throwing more sliders? Oh, by the way, can you throw your fastball a lot more? And he's like, oh, yeah, no problem. And then he goes out and you see what he's kind of doing today. I said this on Blair and Barker today. Look for one thing. Look for how many fastballs he throws and how many strikes he throws with it. He threw 53 of them. He threw 37 for strikes. That's not great. I'd like to see that more in the 40 range. But after the first and second inning, you know, you saw that second inning. It ended better than it started. And what more can you ask for?
All right, we do have a clip, apparently, of Charlie Montoyo, the Blue Jays manager, interviewed by Arash. Let's run that clip. This is Charlie Montoyo and Arash Madani. Maybe we'll get to the bottom of why Jimmy Garcia was ejected.
Charlie, what was the explanation that you got from Alfonso Marquez on Garcia getting run?
So, I'm going to tell you exactly what they told me. So, that the reason they thought that Jimmy Garcia threw at Donaldson was because Heinemann and Donaldson were yelling at each other in the fifth inning or something. So we decided, they thought we threw at Donaldson in the tie game after the home run.
In a 0-1 count.
The second pitch, yeah.
That makes no sense.
I mean, that's for you guys to decide and write. I'm just telling you what they told me, and of course we were upset because we didn't think that was right, as you guys know. And then when Bo got thrown out the head, you know, we said something, but then I got thrown out because I'm not supposed to argue warnings. So that's what happened.
All right, so something was said between Heinemann and Donaldson at home plate in the fifth inning. We'll have to take the umpire's word for that. I mean, I can't imagine they would have made it up. Again, then Miguel Castro hits Lourdes Gurriel Jr. I'm just trying to walk through this. I'm trying to put myself in Lance Barrett's whatever shoes he's wearing. So we got a catcher and Josh Donaldson having a back and forth. We have Miguel Castro the next inning hitting Lourdes Gurriel. Then we have a home run and Donaldson gets hit by a pitch. That's the scenario. That's what we're talking about right now. And Charlie Montoyo was ejected because of the Bo Bichette thing. So that's separate from this. Kevin?
Yeah, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That what you did in the fifth inning didn't even matter. You had a catcher having a discussion with a guy hitting in the five hole. Now let's think about this for a second.
Let's just assume that they weren't talking about where they're going to meet for
That's
dinner.
The fifth inning. So you're telling me that Lance Barrett and Alfonso Marquez got together after Donaldson got hit and Lance Barrett said, oh, by the way, Alfonso, in the fifth inning, they were arguing.
I'm sure Alfonso already
Then Alfonso could have raised his hand and went, hey, dude, you just know what? He just tied the game. The guy got ahead with a good sinker on the black end, and you're telling me 0-1 because the catcher had an argument with him in the fifth inning. This is what we're supposed to do, is throw him out. I'm sorry. There's sometimes that I'm going to take a step back and see big picture and think, okay, it's fine to give the umpires the benefit of the doubt here. I'm sorry. I am a baseball fan. I've been on baseball fields before. I understand what's going on. And you're telling me in a big moment in Yankee Stadium, when a guy just hit a ball 314 and a half feet to tie a baseball game, that you hit the next batter after an 0-1 count. I'm sorry. Just because he had a little tiny argument in the fifth inning with the same exact guy. No matter how bad the argument was.
We don't know what was said. We don't know.
Who cares what it was said? It was said in the fifth inning. The dude, Kevin, just hit a three-run homer to tie the game.
Kevin, what if Heineman says to Donaldson, stop peeking? And the umpire hears that, and then there's a pitch thrown at him. I'm just saying, again, I'm throwing this out there.
We are very quick sometimes to make excuses for grown men, and this is one of those situations
where we're very quick most of the time to dump on umpires.
The big picture is right in front of you.
I'm just saying, umpiring is
very hard. It's obvious. It's very hard. It's obvious. We watch it every single day. It's very tough.
If something was said,
holy moly!
If something was said that contributed to this, ultimately we'll have to know from Josh Donaldson and Heineman if anything was said. But that, again, at least you know what the umpires were thinking. I'll say it. If it's me and I'm the crew chief, I'm not throwing a guy out. But if that is the explanation, at least it isn't just simply that, well, Jimmy Garcia threw at this guy and we just decided that was that and we're going to throw him out. I'm just saying, if you go back and look if you deconstruct this, there are reasons that the umpires would make that decision.
First of all,
416-870-0590, *590. 1-888-666-0590. A reminder that Blue Jays baseball is served up by the always ready Jack Link's Meat Snacks. Feed your wild side, baseball fans. We'll take a break and come back, and Barker will correct me once again. It's Blue Jays talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
And now a warning or an ejection. That's an ejection. Oh my gosh. Charlie Montoyo streaks out of the dugout, and now he just got chucked. And now coaches are getting chucked out of the Toronto dugout. Jimmy Garcia is coming over to the umpiring crew and the crew chief. It's Bedlam in the Bronx right now for the Blue Jays.
Bedlam in the Bronx. The umpires have got it in for the Blue Jays because they're Canadian team.
No, they don't.
Canadians. That's what Barker said.
They're just not good at their jobs, what I said.
That was a bad decision.
I never said they got it in for the Jays. I just said they're not very good at their jobs. That's what I said, Jeff.
That was a bad decision. And now the Bet365 standings update. Bet365 is the world's favorite sports book. With 63 million members worldwide, 19+, play responsibly, Ontario only. Kevin Barker, the New York Yankees, are 21-8. 21-8, Kevin. 8-2 in their last 10. 21-8. Tampa Bay is 18-12. Kevin Barker, your Toronto Blue Jays are 17-14. My Baltimore Orioles, the Orioles.
Nice.
Fly, birds, fly. The Orioles are 13-17.
Who's in last place?
Do we need to say who's in last place?
Yes, we do. Say it.
Your last place Boston Red Sox are 11-19. They stink. They're 10.5 games out already.
Ouch.
They stink.
Ouch.
They're awful.
Trevor Story on the trade market already.
As for tonight, the Jays were walked off by Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees. 2 3-run homers by the Yankees, one by Giancarlo Stanton. I felt like texting Chris Woodward and saying, you think the one that Gleyber Torres hit was a cheapie?
Yeah.
Take a look at this. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton almost looked like it was almost accidental the way he carried the bat with him. I don't think he thought it was going to go anywhere. And he looks up and my God, it's in the first row. Anyhow, insanity in the Bronx. The second game of the quick 2-game series goes tomorrow, by the way. We won't have Blair and Barker tomorrow morning. Cause
dang it.
because Kevin's going to be out. Kevin's going to be out throwing stuff at umpires, and I'm going to be calling Joe West and sticking up for umpires.
Even more reason we need to get Joe West back on again and ask him what he would have done.
A couple of people suggest that. Todd in Portland, you want to talk about Yusei Kikuchi. You don't want to talk about umpires because you know that I'm right and Barker's wrong. But you want to talk about Yusei Kikuchi, so I'm here for that.
All right. Well, first of all, I will actually take Barker's side.
Yes. Anything cut him off, show. We need to get somebody else on. I'm just kidding.
That Heinemann has to say should be regardless of what Jimmy getting thrown out.
There you go.
Anyways, to get to my point, I just got a few quick pointers,
yep.
And I'll make it quick. So
sure.
The bright side, Kikuchi, I really enjoyed looking at him actually throwing four-seamer with confidence. All the other games, I felt like he was just throwing, trying to pick his corners, et cetera. He was just throwing it. And it really set up his slider and his cutter. And then
no cutter. He doesn't throw a cutter. Really, he doesn't throw a cutter anymore.
Nope.
He's not throwing a cutter anymore. Somebody had an interpreter, somebody from MLB.com who does the stats, because we've been saying that the Jays have told him not to throw the cutter anymore. It's a slider. Sometimes it's not a good slider, but the whole baseball world now knows it's a slider, so he doesn't throw a cutter anymore.
Okay, I just kind of look on some Baseball Savant, and I think they calculate it as a cutter.
Yeah,
but
they're
anyways,
wrong. But anyhow.
He was setting it up good, and he looked great. And then, really, it was just a cheap home run by Stanton. I mean, anywhere else, it's not going to be a home run. And that's kind of the difference of the game. Yes, I was not impressed with Romano throwing the slider. Why? Throw the high cheese. Mm-hmm. Throw the cheese. It's your best pitch. If you're going to get beat, do that. But it was an intense game, and there was also a moment in the game. I believe it was the fifth or sixth inning. Vlad got a pitch just outside. I mean, I'm talking maybe 2 or 3 inches, but it was either the next pitch or the pitch after. I mean, he kind of reached for one, and it ended up turning into an out, a very easy out. And it's, why is this continuously happening with Vlad? I mean, the guy has an eye that is amazing. But anyways, that whole ref BS is what it is. But, you know, he obviously did not mean to hit Josh Donaldson. And so I'm gonna air with Barker. Normally I do not. When I listen to you guys, I'm usually with you, Jeff. But Barker, man,
okay.
You get the win on this.
Nice.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure that. Thanks for the call, and I'd be
that's the best call of the year, right there.
That is a call of the year, Todd. Yeah, and because it's so late in the show, I'm not even going to bother to tell you how wrong you are. No, I'm just kidding, Kevin. Todd's point though about Vladdy, and we've talked about Vladdy's issues with expanding, and he's not the only guy in the team that does that. But if this team loses games and the offense fails to click, that becomes more and more a talking point.
But for me, I'm going to speak for myself. Whenever I was a player, when I struggled a lot. And the reason why I was struggling is most of the time I was in a hurry doing something. And you can tell with Vladdy that sometimes, you know, if not most of the time right now, at least the last probably 10 or 12 games or so, you know, since Teoscar left and you know, I don't think since he's been coming back, it's just been he's playing catch up with his hands. A lot of the times when he does his little fruition of his gather, I like to call it, his hands drop and they're just a little slow getting back up. And when they do that, they tend to have a little, you know, his feet go a little quicker than his hands want to follow, and he's playing catch up. And this is why he's chasing a little bit too much. He's probably not the guy you need to worry about the most, but it is a concern. He needs to make some adjustments and help the team start winning some games. If he goes, Jeff, they will go.
6-5, the Blue Jays were walked off by the New York Yankees and Aaron Judge. The good news is they don't have much time to lick their wounds. They'll get right back at it tomorrow. 12:30 is the first pitch. Ben Wagner will have you covered. And Mr. Barker and myself will be along tomorrow for what could very well be a fairly lengthy Blue Jays talk, at which point I will once again correct Kevin on his misunderstanding of umpires. I'm just kidding. 6-5 the final. The Yankees win. Game two of this quickie two-game series goes tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, served up by the always game-ready Jack Link's Meat Snacks. Feed your wild side, baseball fans.